Tom Finn is in Sanaa for the mass funeral of scores of people killed in the violence in the last 3 days. Tom, what's the scene?
You can probably hear next to me now. I'm walking along with a crowd of men who have just marched out of the hospital. They're carrying bodies which are wrapped in ebony flags and tied on top of a wooden deck. Those people are shouting, "There's no God but Allah. Allah is great." And essentially, like, it's just a very emotional scene, really. People are crying. There were posters everywhere of the 10-month-old boy who was shot dead on Tuesday. And there's got to be 100,000 people here. There's men and women, and they're divided into two lines, so they're separated. And they're carrying the bodies out of the hospital, and they're going to take them to the graveyard. They have to be buried within 24 hours. So most of these bodies that we're seeing now are people who were shot yesterday. That's basically what I can see.
I heard that there may be as many as 83 people being buried. Is that right?
That's what I've been told by protesters. 83 is the current death toll. I just spoke to one man who said he thinks double that, though, because he has been on the front line. He told me that he sees soldiers taking dead bodies. So shooting people and then taking the bodies away and putting them into trucks. I asked him why they do that, and he said that they didn't want the world to see how many people have been killed here. So 83 is the official number of the bodies that the protesters have. But I mean, it sounds as if it could be more than that. And there are certainly lots of people still in critical condition. The toll is only going to rise, and the violence doesn't stop.
Is the ceasefire holding as far as you're concerned?
Violence has certainly diminished yesterday. I mean, yesterday there was literally shelling throughout the day until about 5 o'clock. And after 5 o'clock, everything died down. And since then, there's been the odd sound of machine gun fire and the odd explosion, but every couple of hours or so. So there's still some shooting and violence going on, but it's much more sporadic than it was before. I've just spoken to a soldier. There are lots of soldiers here as well, the protesters. These are defected troops who are guarding the protesters here and who have been clashing with the Republican Guard. And he said that they had agreed on a ceasefire, and that as long as protesters were not fired at, they would not be responding fire. And that's Ali Mohsin's men, the defected troops, have held that line from the start. They say that they are acting in self-defense. And that they're not willing to watch protesters being killed. Essentially, they put themselves here, claiming they're going to be the defenders of the solution. And there is mixed opinion here about whether or not they're doing that, or whether they're making matters better or worse. But on the whole, the army here, I mean, they have until recently they've shown huge amounts of restraint. I mean, for months they've been guarding these protesters. And they haven't been responding fire. But in the last few days, following this massacre, they have responded fire. And, they have been shooting back.
And is this, is the funeral going to turn into some kind of a anti-government protest later on?
Well, I've been told by numerous protesters that there's not going to be any violence today. They said this is a peaceful day. This is the day when they're going to be burying bodies. And they expect all sides to respect that. I've been to funeral marches here before, and they don't turn violent. At least when I've been here, they haven't. People are sad, people are crying. There's not the same level of anger that we, on the other marches that we've seen. So I expect that today will probably be peaceful. The protesters will bury the dead and return to their tents.
You're competing with a megaphone in the background. What's being said?
The guy on the megaphone has basically been talking. He's been listing off the names of the people killed. He talked at length earlier about the 10-year-old child who has become something of a symbol here. As I said, I mean, there are these huge posters that have been handed out showing this boy with a bloody forehead with a bullet went through his head. And there's another picture of him in the corner of the poster of when he was still alive. And you know, this has become, you know, a symbol of what's happening here. And that guy in the megaphone keeps making reference to him. He's called Anas. Anas, I think it is. And he's saying things like, this is for the 10-month-old child. What did he do to deserve this? You know, got the brutality of the regime. And now they're turning on our children. And, you know, he's an Islamic sheikh, this guy who's talking at the moment. Hello?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, no, but, you better go, but thanks again for keeping us posted.
Okay, cheers.